Well, hello there. After such a long while, I'm back. Yes, I'm at home. Well, Nana's home. 'Cause moved. So what the magical bloody hell was I up to? All in all, I have been studying since the 4th of November. In a kind of like non-formal educational kind of facility.
Why does it sound like I was in jail? But no, actually, it's kind of like a pretty cool place. And we're studying like business and startups. And I was like, I wouldn't say I was confused by anything, but the first 2 weeks seemed like weird because we have multiple teachers and we have this one dude that's like most of the times in the classroom, he's the one that's well, kind of like, oversees the whole of the course. And he's like a cool dude, but kind of like, you know how all of us have different approaches to studying and different ways of absorbing information and taking in information and digesting information. So in my case, it's a bit hard listening to him because the way he explains stuff. Like, even though he's like having like more than 25 years of fucking, like education, 25 years of being teacher. But the thing is that for the local audience, he goes about the topic from very, very far away. And in my case, it's a bit of a painful journey because I don't fucking get what he's saying. So it's like I'm there, but I'm not there. Kind of like he's talking stuff and I can't fucking get what he's on about. And in genuine sense, I'm like, I have no fucking clue. But eventually I got to the point where I can being neurospicy kind of does this trick, but I started to kind of like see it in a way that I'm in a lesson, I have my laptop with me, I'm doing my own stuff. And then when I kind of like hear that the teacher is doing like so telling something interesting, like that's when my auditory skills kick in and then I listen. I kind of like put my screen down, so to say, and then I pay attention. But before then, I'm just like fucking everywhere else but the classroom. Then we've got like one more teacher that does the legal stuff, well, that aspect in general. And I mean, the dude is young, like 30 something, maybe like, somewhere there, maybe like over the age, like towards 40. But the one thing I truly, really want to slap the fuck out of him with, is how to perform in front of your freaking students. Because like I get it, he's like kind of like not necessarily bored, but like he has a monotone voice. And when you listen to a person for 8 blimmin' hours with monotone voice, you don't, you stop, like, bro, you just stop paying attention at some point. Like, it doesn't fucking work. Even if you're given an assignment and he keeps on going with this, like, monotone kind of, like, voice, it's so fucking unbearable. So, yeah, all over the place. Then we got this one teacher that's like, the psychology aspect of like, businesses and everything else, like how to talk to people, blah 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 blah. And in my case, like I'm fine with this woman, but for some damn reason, other ladies in the classroom, they're like, oh yeah, she's textbook psychology. And I'm like, well, if you do listen to her, she kind of does sound like it because she tries to go into academic side of it. And even though she tries to put some practical stuff, she doesn't put enough practical aspects into what she's telling. And I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, woman, you could do better. But yeah, there's the moments when I have to keep my mouth shut. And then we have one more woman that's a bookkeeper. And when she comes around, everybody's like, oh my God, yes. It's like fangirling about this woman. But for some damn reason, I started to have this a bit of I want to bite her, but like in, not in a good sense, but like in a bad sense, because because like I got myself this idea of the project I want to make, and this project is not I wouldn't say necessarily business, but kind of is, kind of not. And I spoke about this idea with this bookkeeper, and she said it's an amazing idea, and she like brought along the stuff of like, oh yeah, you need like art department of the municipality and the travel and tourism department of the municipality to kind of like be engaged. Maybe you can get like, you know, this and this and that, and like, you know, more people in, and there's so much you can do with it, and there's like, you know, there's so much monetization and like, you know, finances that drawing like with this specific idea, it's crazy. And I was like, yes, I need people though. So I told her like, you know, and I made like a freaking presentation and shit, and I sent it to her, and I told her like, if you know any people you can literally kind of like send, redirect it to, or you know some people I can like speak with regarding this issue, I'd be glad and grateful, literally. And she's like, uh-huh. And then she's lost. And then for a week we don't have any lessons with her, and I'm like, well, this is annoying. And I do write to her emails and everything else, but she's kind of saying like, oh yeah, she's tired and stuff. And I'm like, does it really take you that much like time? Okay. And then when we have finally lessons with her, and I once again approached her with this kind of like, have you, like, did you read it? Did you check it? Like, and she's like, yeah, kind of. But then I look at her and like, it clicks that she doesn't understand my presentation in English, because like, I don't freaking write in local language, because I wouldn't say lazy, but it's annoying to write in the language in which you don't think. And when you start to translate it in your head, it kind of no longer makes fucking sense. So basically during the lesson, she told me like, oh yeah, you can approach this and this person. And I'm like sitting there thinking like, would be better if you could like, you know, if you know this person directly, it would have been better for you to tell that person that there's me with this thing and I'll approach her, you know, or him with this regard. And she's like, yeah, just go for it. And I'm like, kind of like, I, since the very beginning of this blooming course, I've been telling like, I've got good shit going on. Like, I've got freaking great ideas. Like, you know, such great ideas. It might actually cause some revolutions, but I need people for it. Like, my kind of like downside is here. Like, I don't know people here. And if I go around and I start like getting, you know, in stuff, I'm not going to be accepted, because like, it's word of mouth society still. So they're kind of like very wary of like newbies. And even if you go out to other fucking countries and you come back and some of the people know you, they'll still treat you as an outsider. And like, because of that, I was not really able to like get any people to speak with, even though I'm here already almost a year. But hey, anywho, so with all of that, I was like pissed. But at the same time, we have this teacher that's like explaining his stuff, and he's like the course leader, teacher, the one that explains stuff from like very far away. And I told him about my idea, and I'm like, I would appreciate if you could like, you know, suggest me some people I can like, you know, put in the process with, because genuinely with this idea, not only did I put down idea, I know how to exploit it, I know the ways of the media, I know how to kind of like basically everything regarding it, artisans, everybody involved, like I have the right people. I even found where to claim the funding from. The which crates of European Union should I like get the funding from, and which are available and which we can exploit. I got all of that. But like with those fundings, I need legit registered NGOs, people, academies, schools, municipalities, and kind of like political/public persons that are registered within the region to kind of like claim them as my partners, so I can apply to these funds. And I'm like, but I need these people. Because like, for me to register here, it's going to be like pain in the ass. Because if you register as a self-employed person and you gain like a special kind of like perks, you know, like things, you pay like a fuck ton of, whatchamacallit, right, taxes. If you register as, in here they call it SIA. In the English-speaking countries, it's like a limited liability company, LLC, or Basically, like, yeah, small companies, small to medium kind of like company. If you register this one here, it's gonna cost a lot. Like, like from one side, they say that you can register a small and medium sized company with even 1 euro, but when it comes to all the expenses, paper wise. With registry numbers, the number of, like, you know, the name registry, creating the bylaws and everything else, or whatever the fuck you're doing, it's gonna cost you no less than 3,000. And I'm like, that's expenses I do not want to have. Not to mention that there's like a whole lot of new challenges and bullshit you gotta literally face, and I don't wanna go there. So with my project, I'm like, yeah, it's just some simple things inspired by a neighbor country, I'd say. Because I was like, yeah, that's good ass idea, actually. And I felt like I should pitch it to people and just go on and see, hey, if it works, if it sticks. And like, by far, this teacher who I pitched the idea to, he said, like, let me think about it. And literally within few days of the week, like the past week, he was contacting his friends in academy and friends outside of the academy where he teaches. Because he teaches in like the, you know, the high establishment academy, aka the university. And then this little school where we're at. So he knows a lot of people. It's kind of like his thing. And he pitched it to kind of like multiple human beings. And I was like impressed with him. Honestly, like, I didn't think that he will go there, but he did, and I was like, holy shit. Yeah, the respect bar kind of raised for him. And then, to my surprise, on Friday, he was like, okay, we need to call this one person and ask if his wife can help you out. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you know, like, we got a call, and if they're, like, working, we'll go there. And I'm like, today? During like the school hours, he's like, yes. Though he called and he didn't get the answers. And then eventually, like after the lunchtime, he called again and he got himself answers finally. And then he came to me and he said, okay, Anastasia, like you have a meeting on Tuesday at 2 o'clock with this woman there and there. And like, this is regarding your project. And I'm like, holy shit, this is actually moving. And I'm like, thank you. He's like, yeah, just like, we'll see if we can get more people in. And I'm like, holy fuck, let's do this. Like, and I feel like I'm getting giddy from it because like, oh my God, it's finally happening. We're getting it moving. Fuck off. Like, that's amazing. And yeah, that. Also simultaneously, I have finally found a way to record my own course that I'm like, you know, about the writing and the ways of writing, types of writing, things to know about writing, what to look at when writing, what, like, you know, sources they are, like, you know, free resources to use online and where you can publish, how to make money, which kind of sides of contracts to look at, publishing when you're self-publishing and when you're publishing through the literary agents, everything else, percentage of income, da da da, and there's like a lot of other stuff. So finally I managed to find somewhere to record it. Basically my idea was like, oh, I can just like, maybe I can just sit and record my face. Well, fuck it, can't do. And where I got with it was basically I asked the school where I'm kind of like having these courses in if I can stay after the lesson hours and do my thing. And they were like, yeah, sure, as long as, like, you know, you are kind of like sorted by the time we're closing up. And now when I go to that school sort of place, I literally have 8 hours of studies, then I have like 10-15 minutes of like mental break, and then for an hour and a half I'm working on my own shit. To be honest, I was thinking I could pull it off like every fucking day. But no, on Monday I managed to negotiate the kind of like last week. managed to negotiate that I'm gonna be like able to sit there after like school hours, like lesson hours. And they said okay. And then on Tuesday I started to record. And then just literally like 20 minutes before the offices, like everything is closing, I just like pack up and fuck off, basically. And so went on with like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, doing my best. And so kind of like added like an hour and something altogether to the course material. Now the amount of like material available is over 3 hours long, but it's only one third of the course. So eventually comes Friday, and on Friday we have really I mean, on Thursday we had really kind of like heavy day of like numbers and bookkeeping, how you place it and taxes and how calculating everything for 8 hours straight. Brain was mush, and then after brain is mush, you get an hour and a half of recording. So I got the live and I got hype because it's my kind of thing, and like I love talking about it. So I was a bit more alive by then. But then Friday arrives, and by Friday I already have lack of sleep because I genuinely go to bed at like 1 o'clock, 2-ish in the morning, but then I have to wake up at 7. I fucking hate it. I'm not a morning person. I absolutely am not a morning person. Like, I can wake up like my normal time of waking is like 10, like 9:30, 10 a.m. Not fucking earlier than that. The fuck? I hate it. And so because of that, I have to kind of like get less sleep, and I cannot have naps. It's just like I have naps only when I'm not just only kind of like mentally tired, but physically tired as well. So I literally have to knock myself out to sleep midday, if there's any of that. But because I'm in school, I cannot do that. Like, because my way of knocking myself out is just literally walking for like freaking 10, 15 kilometers. Outside right now is like a ton of snow. So when you go in that snow, it feels like you're walking on a kind of like beach sand. Not the wet sand, the dry sand. And the feeling as you walk in the snow is pretty much the same. But it's kind of like the legs get heavier and you're just like annoyed by everything. And so 10 kilometers in, you're gonna be tired as fuck. And that's basically what knocks you the fuck out. But in this case, like I'm not outside, I'm indoors. My brain is feeling like it's stuffed with cotton from time to time. And to top it off, I started to feel at some point that I think I'm getting the flu. So I was like, oh yeah, like the feelings is that kind of like feeling tired for no reason. Brain is foggy. I start to hear my own voice at the back of my head, and I start to see things that's not supposed to be there. And I'm like, okay, to top it off, it adds like this one more aspect of hearing things that are like nobody else is hearing. And you're like, what is this high-pitched sounds? And like, what's this like purring something? There's like voices and stuff. And you're like, okay, I'm not going insane, but there's some things is wrong. So after having some flu meds in my system and having some sleep, it kind of passed. But yeah, I was kind of thinking that maybe, just maybe, I was mentally kind of like exhausting myself a bit too much, because yeah, brain power go from 0 to like freaking 600 in seconds, and it literally feels like a Ferrari in a, you know, Formula One run, like with all of that. So funsies. And eventually it got to the Friday where I sat during the lesson and my brain was literally like it denied working. Like, I knew I have to like sit out 8 hours, but the lessons themselves were quite like you know, like when you're having your cookies and you're trying to put it in a hot tea, and then when your cookie gets too soggy, it just falls into the tea, and you get that feeling. You know what I'm talking about? So that's the feeling of like my cookie got soggy and fell into my cup is what I felt like throughout all of the day on Friday. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So I could not bring myself to kind of like snap out of it. I felt sleepy. I felt fucking annoyed. For some reason, everything was pissing me off. And then I realized, oh, that's the only day when we have most students in the classroom, because the rest of the days we only have half of the fucking classroom in it. And like we have less people, but now there's more people. And then I realized, like, oh yeah, I'm getting pissed off because this is like full class of women, and these women have tendency of talking. And the back rows chat shit, like, duh, they wouldn't shut up. Like, especially this one particular person. And they and everybody has commentary on everything. And I kind of felt either like a common enemy or like a common source of annoyance to the whole of the class, which kind of made me feel nice. Kind of like everybody's pissed off because I'm like I have a lot to say sometimes. And also because of this like thing since day one, is that I was unanimously selected as kind of like the class leader, and I was like, but why? And they were like, well, because you kind of like dealt out with the paperwork, like which had to be dealt to like students, and then you kind of like got this, and then you checked if everybody did that, and then you checked like the classroom in general, like, after hours and stuff. And I was like, but that's kind of common sense. And they were like, no, it's not. Most people just fuck off. And at the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, right. I think like the experiences of like managing the workshops and whatnot just kind of like rubbed off on me. And that's when I was like, oh no. So then, like, for weeks, I literally had been the one person to ask, well, to get out these paperwork and to get the people to sign the papers like every freaking day, because there's a certain kind of paperwork we have to sign daily. And I have to check on everybody that's, did you sign it? Did you give me your autograph? Are you fine with that? Yeah, sure. And other things like teachers, all the teachers send me directly the paperwork, and then I'm the one to send the paperwork to everybody else. Fun times. Then there's also like me checking online stuff and resources and sending it to like a common chat room, and I'm like, thank fuck, somebody else took care of that. But yeah, it's still kind of weird. Not to mention that we have only like two ladies with the age over the 50, and them too, they're really smart. One thing that was kind of interesting to me is that one of the ladies, she was working in like education industry for a long time. She was a teacher, then she became a director of the school. Then government happened and the school was closed off because like lack of teachers and lack of students, and there's issues. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound good. And then she kind of checked my vitals because she went into like the health side of something, and she got this kind of like weights where you have to get on them and just like hold some holders with your hands, and it tells you amount of fat that's on you and your metabolism, like, everything else. And I was like, fucking hell, that's smart as fuck. So I stood on that, and she was impressed with my stats, and I was impressed with my stats myself. And I was like, holy shit, I'm a skinny bitch. Like, I knew it, but like, just reading that is kind of funny. And she's like, that's the first time I'm seeing these stats. She's like, you ain't got no fat on you whatsoever. I was like, yeah, skinny. I'm a skinny noodle. And she's like, yes, cool. And she just kind of like went along with like checking. There's some things, and she's like, it says your metabolism age is 15. And I'm like, my metabolism. And she's like, yeah, it's like basically your body works as in you are 15 years of age. And I'm just kind of sitting there thinking, like, well, I would like I'll agree to disagree because I can sense that my body is quite a-okay, but like it started to hate alcohol, like, for some damn reason. Beer makes me have really horrid hangovers, but anything that's like liquors, okay, as long as there's like, you know, an end to it. And yeah, like, bro, my back and my knees will definitely disagree to that one. And like, even if like my operational system is fine, my processor has issues as well as like, you know, the maintenance is needed for the hardware. Where are we going with this one? But yeah, she was kind of like, but that's so nice, but you just have to eat more, like, you know, get more meat on your bones. And I was like, that happens when you go to gym. At the moment, I'm considering it for the sake that there's no fucking working gym next to me. And like, for me to get there, it's a whole excruciating process to get to it. I wouldn't say I'm hating on it, but damn. Like, issues. I don't like issues. So, kind of like, yeah, not cool. Like the one gym I really wanted to go to, which is like next to, like closest to Nana's apartment. It's basically in the Olympic Center. And when I physically went to try and check out the gym and try to get in it, I was told by the reception staff that I have to call in the sports, kind of like the gym, kind of like head, to be allowed to go in. And I'm like, what is this like bougie, pretentious shit? Like, you have to be like allowed by, I don't know, someone to pass. And at the back of my head, there was like, you shall not pass. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. And then you have to pay a fuck ton of money and then pay an extra money and then something else. And then eventually you end up with like 50 something a month with like a limited amount of when you can go there. And every time you go there, you have to call up a staff member to open up and lead you in, because otherwise you will not going to be able to get in. Like, that's just excessive level of annoyance. Like, what the fuck? So any other gym that's like decent is quite far away. So it's not like you can just like get out, like go across the street and get there. Nah, doesn't work like that. Fucks. Anyway, so yeah, that was kind of like a nice thing to discover. One other thing is about the other older lady in the class. And at some point in the classroom, when we were talking about the childhood and who wanted to be who when they were kids, I kind of like went along and I said like, yeah, I wanted to be a that one person, you know, that's like opening up people after they're dead to kind of like know what exactly happened to them, the causes of death, basically all that. And they were like, but why? And I was like, because when I was a kid, I've seen, like, until the age of 14, I visited like 8 times a funeral. And there was like things. And I was like, I even went to like a, you know, morgue a couple of times. Like, and I saw people there. I was not freaking impressed. Like, there was like run-of-the-mill shit for me. And I even saw how you burn the dead. Like, it's not that bad. And this woman, the other elder of the class, she was kind of like, oh, okay. And she left it at it. But then one day when everybody went, you know, for the lunch break, that's like half an hour long, and I felt like we're back in the college. So with that moment when I felt like we're back in a college, I came back from my loo break, so to put, when everyone was gone, and I come back to the classroom and there's like this other elder. And she basically, at first when we were introducing each other, she said that she worked for a hospital, like medical staff, for a long while. So, but she said that she's a nurse, and I was like, uh-huh. And then that day she basically said that she's not a nurse actually. And I'm like, what were you then? And she said that she worked from the government side, legalities and like taking care of paperwork. And she was the one to check everything with car accidents, all sorts of accidents. And she was the one who can like verify, check and paperwork and all that, and contracts and whatever else also goes in there. And she said that she was doing it for 15 years. And I was like, oh, fuck, And she's like, I basically know way more than the typical, because she kind of like worked with the, police and some other institutions. And I was like, holy fuck. And then full-fledgedly, kind of like seriously, she looks at me and she's like, hey, maybe you want to go and study for like 3 to 5 years some medicine and you could work like me. And she's like, I would have helped you. And I was like, holy sh no. I'm like, I'll consider it, but kind of like, I couldn't say it to her face like straight up, no. I had to hold myself back. Because first things first, she told me a way more details that I'm telling you now because privacy policy. Because of that, kind of like a little bit of shock. And the other side is like, why is she telling me this? And I was there like, can you just not? But I couldn't say that. And I was like, being respectful anyway. And I said, like, yeah, I'll think about it, but I'm fine. At the back of my head, I'm just like, let me just pull off my project and fuck out of here. Greatly appreciate it. And I could feel that, yeah, although I was interested in medicine, and at some point my parents wanted me to go to be a veterinary vet. Yeah, that. I wouldn't say careless, I was too. Like, my brain was good at computing it, and my brain was like, yeah, whatever. Like, open fractures, bones, blood, daily shit. Absolutely mundane. But at the same time, I was not enthusiastic about it. And if you're not enthusiastic about it's not gonna work. So what I was enthusiastic about is genuinely more of how people work and writing. And that's why it's kind of like, that's where I'm at, like writing and people. So basically, I was kind of like being nice and said no. And eventually, to my help, came the teacher who showed up from her lunch break. And that was the end of that conversation because the other elder, she was like, oh yeah. And then she just switched to the teacher, and I was like, thank fuck. That was awkward as hell, though. So yeah. That and that just kind of felt like some of the ones present that are older, they kind of started to kind of like try and bond with me. And I'm there like, I'm not sure if I should be confused or worried about it because they're saying that their children went abroad and now they have nobody to take care, take care of for about, And if they see me as the daughter material, I'd let's not go there, please. It's like, I don't need you to take care of me. That's just weird. I have my nana. That's already 150 kind of like percent of like too much. Even on like basic things, like, nah, I'm good. It's like really appreciated, really appreciated. But it'll be awkward for me to call some, some nice ladies, mommy, when it's not a sugar type of sort of topic. Because, like, why the fuck? I mean, from one side, I wouldn't mind. From the other side, like, they're not into that. So, I don't need it. Thank you. And there's like a few other girls that are younger. And one of them, I think she kind of like basically my MBTI. I'm an INTP, aka the logician. And this girl, she went through that kind of like test. And she's the debater type. Not the debater, what's it? The diplomat. Basically, that green kind of like it shows like a green guy. Basically, the most common thing for politicians. And oh my God, she making my blood boil at times. Like, basically, she's more. She's an extroverted person. I'm an introvert. She's more emotional. I'm more logical. So we're like the opposites. And She likes to be put up. Whilst I'm fine either way because I don't give a shit about your opinion because I know my worth. And in her situation is that she kind of knows her worth, but she's kind of, she needs reassurance. And I'm there kind of like, nah, like, honey, we're not on that close of anything for me to give you reassurance and stuff. I mean, if we get into these debates on anything, I listen her out and I say like, okay, I get your opinion. You're fine. Sometimes we talk over each other because like she would get into heated kind of like expressing herself and she would not allow anybody to say anything about it. And then because she's emotional, she skips from one topic to the next to the next to the next. And I cannot put in my 5 cents into it, explaining where exactly she went wrong. And because of that, I just started to kind of like let it go, let it go. Doesn't fucking matter anymore. And all that. And it got to a point where I started to feel like she stopped trying to fight with me. She kind of like has her opinion, I've got mine. Teachers are trying to have it's kind of weird how teachers look at me to validate, you know, them sort of, because I'm like the class kind of leader. And it's weird that the elders selected me so. And everybody that's younger, they hate that. And I'm just like, I was not even asking for it. Like, just the fuck. And with that, they're kind of like looking up to me. And they already expressed their opinion of me being me. Because they've told me that they don't like me speaking my mind. They don't like me using swearing. And I'm like, I'm not even swearing that much. Fucking bare minimum, yo. But then at the same time, they were also these moments when I'd speak more Russian and the whole of the, you know, like lessons are conducted in Latvian. And I was like, it will take me time to get to Latvian because I know what you're saying. I'm good with it. It's just like me talking is still a bit rusty because I have not used the language in a long fucking while. So last week they faced my kind of like when I started to more kind of like directly speak to them in Latvian, and they're like, "What the fuck? You don't even have an accent when you speak Latvian." I was like, "I never said I had problems with speaking it. It's just that I forgot words because in my brain thinks in English, and for me it's easier to speak English. Though with you guys, for you to understand me, I'm speaking Russian because Russian is what you understand. But if I go into Latvian, it's gonna be like a step harder for me because like if I start to speak Latvian, I'll forget more words." Which I want to tell you because those words is kind of like I'll ask you every like fifth word in my sentence to translate. You're gonna hate it. So eventually they were like not happy about it, but then they got used to it because like I'm still kind of like engaging in conversations. So sometimes around me they speak Latvian, I reply in Russian so we can still understand each other. And at some point, like one girl was like, "But I don't get it. But like, how can you like forget the language, or like, how can you know, be like that?" And I was like, "How can you change?" She was basically like stupefied by the fact that my brain became properly English. And I was like, "Years in UK, honey, years in UK." And she's like, but why? Like, you should have had at least Russian in your brains." And I was like, "See, pero no, for the fact that when you get like literally submerged in like environment with another language and you don't have any or close to none kind of like connection to the languages you knew before, you'll kind of like if you don't use them, you'll forget them because you're not using them. They're not there. It's like it's not that you forget them, it's that that becomes rusty because you don't practice it." And just that it was hard to explain to them. Because for most of them, it's kind of hard to grasp the fact that my brain is English and I still need to translate stuff. So sometimes throughout the lesson, when somebody says anything, I'm not afraid to ask, like, what does it mean? But what is this? But what is that word? And they have to explain to me and they look at me like I'm an alien and I'm like, but I want to know. Like, for me to understand, you help me. And at some points, if I forget the word and the only language the brain is like saying is English, I'm like, can you hold on a second? I have to go into Google Translate and just say the word. So it's their kind of like moment of like, what the hell is going on? I literally have to, like get on my laptop and just like go into Google Translate and translate the word, or like through my phone to be like, oh yeah, that's the word. And they're like, but how could you forget this easy word? Like, bro, you have no clue. It's hard. So yeah, the whole language thing is kind of like funny. And with how I went like along with the whole of this, they were not happy that I'm speaking up. They were not happy that I'm asking questions. They were not happy that I'm speaking my mind, literally. And at the same time, I'm appreciating like and respecting the values and the opinions of the others, and I'm not fighting them. It's like, oh, I appreciate it. Like, I'm actually like respectful towards it. I understand it, but that's kind of like your choice, and I'm not gonna put my my opinion onto you because like you're free to choose whatever. Like, and because of that, throughout the first couple of weeks, we got to the point of like them starting to adopt. Like, they started to borrow like some of my kind of traits onto them. And I saw this change of some of those who visit lessons every day, because I'm there every day. They genuinely are like, oh my God. And they start to take some of my traits to them because they start to ask questions more directly. They're not afraid of it. They're also kind of like more, kind of like getting more open-minded. But at the same time, it's still weird how when I'm one-on-one with them, they're more kind of like open, more chatty. They explain more, they tell more. But when it's like a group setting, everybody becomes this kind of like a ball of like closeness and nobody wants to say shit much. And then I'm there going like, yeah, my life, whatever, trash your shit, there you go. I'm not worried. Because sometimes the teachers ask from like, life experience with leadership and this and that, or like some sort of issues. And I'm not afraid to go there, like, oh yeah, dirty laundry, there you go, something. So with that, they're like, but how can you be like, so comfortable with saying it? I'm like, first off, I don't give a single flying rat's ass about the opinion. Like, I'm just telling you the facts. Like, that's it. Like, there's an like I don't put the emotional aspect on top of it. I'm just like, there it was. And to them, it's kind of hard to grasp because all of them, they're more emotional. Like, the moment we had the chat about like more of my upbringing, so to put, where I explained that I was raised more as a dude, as a guy, as a male in my family than I was raised as a girl. And the elders were like the medical stuff, she was quite like, what the hell? Like, your mother needs treatment. She needs a therapist. And I was like, yeah, like, no shit. It's like, when I was a kid, I had to, like, that's why I'm like, we got to her, them understanding me in the point that I was too busy when I was a kid to look after my mom and other younger siblings. And I couldn't freaking raise myself. I had to be the adult for like reasons. And because of that, I don't like kids. Like, I'm just like, I want to be a kid myself. Like, just like, So, like, that's why I'm like, yeah, I'll just be a little, sometimes like act out as a child because, like, what the fuck not? I could not have that when I was a kid. So now I'm having it. And they're like, Jesus fucking Christ, that's dark. And I'm like, that's normal. Oh yeah, there's other moments when I'm like, don't you know what's trauma bonding? Come on. It's just so mainstream thing for all the millennials. You just like way you too old, you boomers and stuff. Xennials. Gen Xers. Yeah, there's a Gen X and boomers. So, yeah. That, but there's like also the aspect of being from the post-USSR, so cool mix. but to this kind of weird point, because most of them are more feminine and they're like more motherly. And even the younger ones, they have families, boyfriends, husbands, kids. And then they're like, childless.
My child is going to be a huge Maine Coon. I'll call him Alistair.
Like, me and that fluffy bitch, we're going to rock this world. They're like, but why a cat? I love cats. And one of the girls, she breeds dogs. And she's like, do you want a dog? I'm like, hell no. Like, the whole idea of walking a dog? Nah. Like, I'd rather have a cat. It can be Maine Coon. He can poop like an 8-year-old. But, like, I'll be happy that I don't have to walk him. Like, I'd rather do that. So, apparently that's not a common common kind of, like, idea in the class. So, yeah, like, with all of that, like, there's, like, my kind of, like, mundane shit for the class with me remembering some of the shit for school days. And with all of that, my brain sometimes farts some of the things I'm quite, I wouldn't say discombobulated, but I wouldn't say confused, but, you know, like, questionable things when it just throws out questions at me and I'm like, oh my god, really, actually, truthfully, yeah. With the last one being, like, when you're a millennial, I'm not talking for older millennials right now, but most of us with, you know, childhood traumas, with the childhood PTSDs and all that inflicted shit from those days. So we, like, some of us, we had elders around us, you know, that somebody that's older, but not like 20, 30, like, you know, 10, 20, like some of them elders were grandmas. Some of them were uncles and aunts and, you know, just random strangers on the street or something. So some of us had elders who would explain the life to us, you know, how it works, like what should be your priorities, what should be, you know, like look into, like look after, all of that. But most of us, I think, in my humble opinion, we didn't have that. Like we had to deal with like shit we shouldn't be dealing with. And, like, we were thrown in this kind of, like, situation where we had to figure it out by ourselves. And we didn't really have anyone telling us, like, how to live, what to focus on, how to be, like, all right with ourselves, you know, the psychological aspect, the emotional aspect, how to understand the emotions, how to kind of, like, be ourselves and not, like, be worried about it. That was weird. I just smelled kind of like an aftershave all of a sudden. Okay. Weird. Anyway. Nice smell, but damn. So nobody told us exactly how to work out life. So we had to kind of like go along with it and try to figure it out ourselves. And even in kind of like different industries and different everything, you don't necessarily have people who would support you and who would like try at least to help you get it or understand it and support you with it. It's none of that. Like even me right now, like especially the artsy people, I think artsy people will understand this one. Sometimes you have parents who will support you. Like they're like, oh my god, you love like drawing, making sculptures, like writing, whatever, you know, they support you with it. For most of the artisans, the parents is not like that. It's basically the ones that appreciate it and they're like, oh my god, it's so nice. When you're a kid, the moment you get to be a teenager, they fucking hate on it. They're like, you gotta get a proper job, you gotta be, you know, like accountant, freaking lawyer, doctor, something good, make money. But you hate that. And if you still go into art, parents hate on you even more. They hate you for going and doing it. And then they're just like literally the most discouraging, like, pack of people, group of people on daily basis you meet. So basically they kill your drive. And if you have enough, like, strength in you,
You'll approach it in the sense of like, oh, fuck you then. Like, I'll still do it. But that still kind of inflicts some damage points. And over the time, they accumulate. And that shit becomes trauma. So, you know, exponential trauma. Then you gotta figure it out in your life. Fuck. So, in my case, I just kind of like looked at some of the stuff with, like, artisans in general, people who choose to be sculptors, digital artists, writers, making paintings, prints, outfits, clothing, jewelry, network, all that. It's kind of hard. Same with like also music, dances. Especially that side where it's not physical work per se, it's more mental work. With like music, writing, stories, poetry, all of that. Dances are more physical though, in a sense. But everything, you have to put like that level of mental creativity, not just kind of like just see it to make it like with your hands, but kind of like see it, evaluate it. Like, kind of like make it work, but like on the level that's even more. So with all of that, it's kind of like the thing that there's a wish to have someone who would have explained to you like how it will work. Like, you know, if there could be like, you know, like in games, the sage, you when you're choosing your kind of like profession in your game, you know, class, like, you know, berserker, warrior, like a mage, cleric, all that shit. They kind of like give you explanation on like what you'll have to deal with, what you gotta learn, what's gonna be your aspects, what you're gonna encounter. Like, and then in real life, you gotta go and play it and be like, oh my god, there's so many assholes. Like, but I got the special skills, though, bitch. When you're with art, you kind of have similar thing, but you just have the aspect of like learning something on your own, because you're the one that needs to figure it out on your own and find information on your own. So there's not that many people who would like give you more aspects on certain things. And for those who come from rural areas, they know it too well, I guess. Or like small towns in general, when you don't really have that many artisans, you don't have that many creators, and you don't have like, you know, the writer you can go and come up to and just like ask stuff like, how do you publish it? What do you have to be aware of? What should you think about? Like, why is nobody teaching life? Like, I didn't really have people who would tell me like, oh yeah, you just have to be like about yourself. And then when you kind of like say, okay, about yourself, but how? And I hated the reply of like, you're gonna figure it out when you get older. Who's telling me that? Nobody told me that. Like, I still couldn't figure it out, bitch. But like, thank God age of communication and technologies came in so we could find stuff online. And like, I truthfully get annoyed by people not being able to just like cut to the chase and just like give me the logical explanation to the shit so I can fucking like literally understand it. Because, oh, like those things, like how do you deal with your traumas? How do you like release your anger? How do you cope with your emotions? How do you kind of like go through your emotions and let them go and just like, you know, kind of like live on? How do you like pay less attention to like crap told about you? How do you raise your own morale? How do you get your own inspiration? Where was it when I was younger? Like, why have no one told me that? Because like the most inspiration I had is people tell me like, get older, you're gonna get booze, cigarettes. That shit's gonna inspire the fuck out of you. Bro, it's not golden times of poetry back in the days when Pushkin was there. Like, I'm not gonna be trashed like Yesenin somewhere. Or like, you know, Mayakovsky. Like, that's not gonna work on me. Different times, different age. I don't think like me getting trashed right now is gonna make like me write some freaking good ass story ever. Nah. Tried it, didn't work. What did work was like, what's it? Emotional breakdown?
Then there was depression. Oh yeah, and emotional roller coaster turbulence. All of that produces quite fine pieces of art, but then it gets you in this moment when you stop using that because it's like from the dark place, and you need something that's from the like a better approach, because all of that just kind of drains the frick out of you, and you need something else. So why is nobody telling that? Why did nobody like tell me all that when I was younger? Like I'd appreciate it so much right now. Like back in the days, like when you're a kid and you don't know what you're doing. But knowing all of this right now, and like getting to know more and more daily right now, and like learning, I got to the point of like stop being the cunt that's saying like, oh, I know. Because I don't. I'm not gonna know everything. Like that's the point. Like I stop being the crazy bitch that's like, oh, I know, to everything being told to me. I'm just like, I'm actually asking questions. If I don't get something, I do ask questions. I'm like, well, fuck it. Like, it's not that I'll go online and I'll get all the answers. Like, let's just ask this professor and get to know what the fuck was that about. Weirdly enough, that's being regarded as, why are you being nosy? I just want to weird shit, basically. So yeah, that is why I got to the point in kind of like my with myself that getting to learn again with this all kind of gave me some strength to kind of like I would like make something and fight with this, slap people with my ideas and see if it works. Hopefully it does, because like I truthfully want to pull it out, like pull it out. What am I having? Jesus, woman. Mind in gutter, mind in gutter, woman, stop. But yeah, like I want to create these projects and I want to see them work out well. Ha, not pulling out anymore. Shit, brain. And yeah, just kind of like create something that I want to create, and I'm feeling quite hyped to make, and stop literally like fucking my own brains of like, oh, you didn't do it. Like, bitch, I'm already doing a lot. Like the freaking processor up top works so hard. I am literally on like a bunch of meds daily to keep it cool, because we don't have a ventilation in this one. It's not gonna work if you make one. So yeah. So yeah, like I'm actually proud of myself lately that I stopped being a twat, that I'm actually asking questions, that I'm not being like a menace. And yes, I stopped like having this sense of letting people walk all over me just for the sake of like playing it smaller to kind of like not make them feel bad. I think I threw it out the window. And now I'm like, I'm not gonna, for the sake of others feeling better, I'm not gonna play myself down. If they can't fucking handle it, it's their problem, not my problem. And with me going with that mentality, even to these like workshops, I saw how that influenced people to get out of their shell more instead of shutting down. So I think some stuff is changing in life, genuinely, like in a better sense. So hopefully it's gonna get better and better and better. And after the new year, or like even before the new year, hopefully in December, I already get like a group of partners assembled, Avengers assemble, and get everything worked out and start planning and start getting the funding and everything else. But like the deadlines for that thing is like the 5th of January. But like before then, we still can manage to get some funding from somewhere, I think. So hopefully that's gonna work out.